Low and Lower is Winston-Salem Symphony cellist Brooks Whitehouse and bassist Paul Sharp. They combine their virtuosity with a sense of humor, a touch of theater, and a willingness to try, well, just about anything. Along the way, they've created, inspired, and commissioned several new works. This summer, conductor Robert Moody announced that the Winston-Salem Symphony will lead a national consortium of orchestras to commission a concerto for Low and Lower. You can hear Paul and Brooks live in concert on Tuesday night, January 22nd at 7:30 in Watson Recital Hall on the University of North Carolina School of the Arts campus, where they're both faculty artists. On the program, an eclectic mix of traditional Western classical music transcribed just for them, new works composed or arranged by Brooks and Paul, and some fun new works by other composers as well. I recently spoke with them in Studio A, but they began with a performance of A Modern Music Genius.
I understand important words like arco and agogical. I'm more or less conversant on all matters pedagogical. In short, in matters major, minor, modal, and Bellinius, I am the very model of a modern music genius.
In short, in matters major, minor, modal, and Bellinius, he is the very model of a modern music genius.
I am the very model of a modern music genius. I played on all the instruments whose prices are obscenious. I've worked with Aaron Copland, Leonard Burns, and Amadori, and I know a guy who plays on a Pacat and a Sartori. Those are bows, by the way. I'm very well informed about the instrumental pedigrees, Sassori, Guadagnini, and the Galliano families, Guarneri and Amati, and the famous Stradivarius. Got it. That's not to be confused with Capricorn and Sagittarius.
Well, from the so that's a little. What I love about this is there's so much like inside ball, but it's still funny. You know, there are a lot of music jokes in there. There's a dig at. I know how to apply for sabbatical. What is that line?
That's right. I know how to apply to my department for sabbatical. Yeah, that's right.
It must have been fun putting these things together.
That's right.
Paul, what are you thinking? I can't imagine. I mean, I've tried to divide my brain playing the piano left and right hand, but this is such a beast. What are you thinking of when you're performing this?
It's best if I don't think at all and just let it happen. Maybe there were three times where I remember thinking and I started to go, clenching, you know.
Wait a minute, I can't do this.
A thought cramp. Right.
Exactly.
I'm a flutist for crying out loud.
That's right.
How am I thinking?
But, you know, there's a lot of what we do that challenges us. I mean, you could pretty much say, oh, you're going to juggle on a recital, you know, in 2 weeks. And that's what it feels like, learning to juggle or, you know,
I was gonna ask
ride
that,
a unicycle.
Along the way, Brooks, I mean, do you ever think, wow, this may not fly?
Oh, yeah. Actually, just moments ago, I was thinking that very thought. It's interesting that most of the play and sing or play and talk stuff that we're used to is like a single person on guitar accompanying themselves. There are several singer-songwriters playing at the piano, you know. But I have to say there's a particular challenge to singing or talking. And I use the term singing loosely when I refer to my own singing. But anyway, at least attempting pitch with a sustaining instrument. And we do some slower numbers where we're really singing away at the instrument and really trying to say something, really trying to make a phrase. And I have to say, when you're doing that with a bowed instrument, it's very hard to get a single sound out of your mouth. It's really, I think there's like one pathway in the brain for that.
January brings the snow, makes your feet and fingers glow.
Low and Lower is Winston-Salem Symphony principal cellist Brooks Whitehouse and principal bassist Paul Sharp. They're currently busy on a new album, Low is the New High, and you can hear them live in concert on Tuesday night, January 22nd at 7:30 in Watson Recital Hall on the University of North Carolina School of the Arts campus, where they're both faculty artists. You'll find more information on our website at wfdd.org/triadarts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.